Good morning. It's Monday, December 2nd. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The Associated Press is reporting South Carolina coach Will Muschamp has demoted offensive coordinator Brian McClendon and fired quarterbacks coach Dan Warner and strength and conditioning coach Jeff Dillman. The moves come after a 4-8 season where the Gamecocks did not qualify for a bowl game for the first time in Muschamp's 4 years. After a 38-3 loss to rival Clemson on Saturday and his worst season with the Gamecocks, Muschamp said that changes were coming. A former teacher at a Spartanburg County Intermediate School has been charged with 4 counts of child cruelty. Inman police said the 24-year-old woman was arrested Tuesday. Authorities say all the charges were related to the same student and were at Inman Intermediate School. Spartanburg School District 1 told media outlets the woman was placed on leave October 28th and later resigned. Neither the school district nor authorities have released any further details on what happened at the school. A longtime former South Carolina legislator from Greenville has passed away. According to the Greenville News, Senior Deputy Coroner Kent Dill says Ralph Anderson is believed to have died of natural causes Saturday afternoon at the age of 92. Anderson served as postmaster for both Clemson and Greer, then served in the South Carolina House of Representatives from 1991 until 1997, followed by serving as a state senator from 1997 until 2013 when he retired. A second school district in South Carolina wants to change to a year-round calendar. The Greenwood County District 50 School Board approved the calendar change last month to start at the beginning of the 2021 to 2022 school year. The calendar greatly shortens the summer break, but also includes at least a 2-week break every 9 weeks. State Education Department spokesman Ryan Brown said McCormick County schools are the only other district in South Carolina operating year-round, but several individual schools have similar calendars. Greenwood County District 50 will need approval from the state to make the calendar change. South Carolina regulators are investigating whether a communications company is spending money properly after a small Georgetown County community did not have landline phone service for nearly a month. People who live in St. Luke say their community is so isolated that cell phone service is spotty and landlines can be a lifesaver. State Office of Regulatory Staff says Frontier Communications uses aging copper wires instead of fiber optic lines, and that's why it took 24 days to fix the outage. Rural phone companies get state money to keep up equipment in exchange for providing service. Regulators are asking how Frontier Communications is spending that money. Frontier says it spent the Universal Service Fund money properly and will cooperate with any audit. Hundreds of flights were canceled yesterday, and thousands more delayed as 2 winter storms continued to bring snow, wind, and ice to various parts of the country. No direct impact here in the Palmetto State, but yesterday did kick off Winter Weather Preparedness Week. South Carolina Public Radio's Thalicia Eady reports, officials are asking residents to check supplies now.
The State Emergency Management Division said even though winters are usually mild here, South Carolina can get a big snow or ice storm. Residents should check fuel supplies to make sure they have enough to make it through long power outages. Ensure your pipes are insulated so they don't freeze. Other winter survival tips are included on the agency's website at scemd.org. Winter Weather Preparedness Week runs through Saturday. South Carolina's last major winter storm was in February of 2014. That event produced devastating amounts of freezing rain along and east of I-95 all the way to the coast. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Thalicia Eady.
In recognition of World AIDS Day, community leaders will be gathering at the South Carolina State House today from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Among the guest speakers will be DHEC epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell and Columbia Mayor Steve Benjamin. As of December 2017, there were nearly 20,000 South Carolina residents living with diagnosed HIV. Today's event will focus on South Carolina's role in helping end the national HIV epidemic by 2030. Those your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.